Praise 100.9, 92.7. I'm Melanie, and we have had an awesome month with breast cancer awareness. And Urban Health Call Magazine, Dr. and Dr. Robinson have been hanging out with us. Hey, guys.
Hey, Melanie.
How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. We've had a great month, lots of awesome information. Let's take a look back at all of the information that we've gathered for the month.
Well, Melanie, I think that's a great idea. We've been talking all about breast cancer for the entire month, and I'm so glad that we've really been able to keep the spotlight on breast cancer awareness, because this is something that I think most of us can say we've either been personally affected or we know someone that's been affected. So I'm glad we're having this dialogue, and I definitely want it to continue. We've covered a lot as it relates to breast cancer awareness, so let's do a quick refresher. We started off the month, I think, really talking about just how it is impacting us. And, you know, many people cringe at the statistic that 1 in 8 women will receive a diagnosis of breast cancer in her lifetime. And unfortunately, this year alone, close to 300,000 people will be diagnosed with a new case of breast cancer, and almost 40,000 of those women will lose their lives.
Yeah, and Melanie, that's why early detection is so important. You know, Dr. Carla mentioned that 40,000 lives will be lost this year. And unfortunately, we find that in our community, we have the highest death rates from breast cancer. So the good news is that breast cancer is highly treatable when caught early. So it's really important to take the time to get screened.
Absolutely. And again, we're continuing to provide opportunities for people to get low-cost mammograms and in some cases, even free ones. Now, we also talked about men needing to be aware.
Yes, absolutely. And while it's certainly not nearly as common, men also need to be aware of the risk of breast cancer and that they too can be affected. There are about 2,000 cases diagnosed each year of breast cancer in men. So we need to make sure that as men, we are getting into the doctor. We need to make sure that we know our family history, and we certainly need to make sure that we're not under the false impression that only women can get breast cancer.
Absolutely. And we actually went on site at Steel Creek and along with Charlotte Radiology and hosted some screenings. And this is really, really important for us to do this.
Yes, and we had a ball there. And, you know, as you know, Melanie, I went and got my mammogram on air as well. Yeah. And the reason is because we know screenings and early detection saves lives. This is so critical. And this is why we certainly recommend yearly mammogram screening for all women aged 40 and up. And we do know, and we talked about this throughout the month, that as black women, we tend to get breast cancer at younger ages, so timely screening really becomes a huge deal. So this is for those that have the average risk. However, if you have a higher risk of developing breast cancer, either because of a strong family history or a known BRCA1 or BRCA2 genetic mutation like we talked about this month, or any other risk factors that put you at higher risk, then you may need to be screened even earlier than age 40.
Yeah, but the real take-home point is that mammogram screening is for every woman, family history or not. So, you know, 85% of the time in a woman newly diagnosed with breast cancer, there's no family history at all. So we don't want any woman out there thinking that they aren't at risk if there's no family history. Those with a family history just happen to be at a much higher risk of developing breast cancer.
Right. And I know last week we talked about things that we can do to decrease our risk.
That's right. We mentioned maintaining a healthy lifestyle, diet and exercise, avoiding prolonged hormone replacement therapy. And we also talked about how breastfeeding seems to be protective against breast cancer as well. So there are a few things we can do. But we also recognize that breast cancer is not always preventable, but it is always highly treatable when caught early. So ladies, please get screened. And in between screenings, make sure you are also doing self-breast exams.
And I just want to add one last point, Melanie, and that's let's not let our excitement about breast cancer awareness end just because the month is ending. We need to be those champions of change in our homes, in our communities, in our schools, and in our churches, making sure that as a community, we all are doing our best to take care of our bodies, whether it be breast cancer awareness or any other health illness or health issue that we're addressing. So it's really time for us to make our health a priority.
And that's why I'm so grateful for the work you all do in our community and for the call on your lives to keep health care in front of us and keep our issues, the issues that are specific and prevalent to our community before us. So thank you so much for all the work that you all do individually and collectively. Urban House Call Magazine and all of your initiatives. I really, really appreciate it. And for everybody who has, you know, been listening throughout the month, you can listen to the full audio recaps at any time on PraiseCharlotte.com and get the information. And we're going to keep doing what we do to keep you informed right here on Praise 100.9. Thanks so much, guys. Where can we find you online?
Thanks, Melanie. You can always find us at UrbanHouseCallMagazine.com. You can also find us on Twitter at Urban House Call or on our Facebook fan page, Urban House Call Magazine.
You're listening to Praise 100.9 and 92.7.